Hey folks, welcome to Shooting Up North. I'm your host, Lewis Carlin Rahur, right here on the Alliance Pro Wrestling Network. Thank you so much for joining me. If you're watching for the first time, please consider hitting that subscribe button. If you want to follow me on social media, I'm on Twitter at Shooting Up North, Instagram at Alliance PW Network, and feel free to join our Facebook group, the Alliance Pro Wrestling Network. And don't forget to check out PWmania.com. If you're a professional wrestling fan, that is your news source, the best news source on the web for professional wrestling, PWmania.com. I have a new column out. I have a new series called Old School Memories. I talk about my wild first experience at a WWF event back in 1981. Sergeant Slaughter had something to do with it being a wild experience for me. But check it out. It's on PWmania.com right now, PWmania.com. All right, so this is Impact Wrestling News and Notes for December 11th, 2022. Sorry, I was away for a few days. It's my birthday weekend. Yesterday was my birthday. I was celebrating it. So I wasn't able to do any podcasting over the last 2 days. So I apologize for that, but I'm back today. Again, Impact Wrestling Quick Shot for December 11th, 2022. Let's get into it. Chris Bay, Ace Austin. Chris Bay and Ace Austin, they're going to the finals. They're going to the New Japan Pro Wrestling Super Junior Tag League Finals. They'll be facing Leo Rush and Yo in the finals. Not Sho, sorry, it's Yo. Leo Rush and Yo in the finals on December 14th. So Chris Bay, Ace Austin finishing with 14 points. Leo Rush and Yo also finishing with 14 points as well. So they both make it to the finals. They had a little face-off at the night nine, the conclusion of night nine for the Super Junior Tag League Tournament. But December 14th, whoever wins that match is going to Wrestle Kingdom 17. So I got my fingers crossed. I'm rooting for Chris Bay, Ace Austin. It's going to be an absolutely fantastic match. But congratulations, Chris Bay, Ace Austin. They are in the finals against Leo Rush and Yo December 14th. It's on 3 a.m. in the morning. I think it's on 3 a.m. in the morning or 3:30. I believe so. I could be wrong, but I believe it's really early in the morning. It normally is, but like usually it starts at 4:30. I don't want to check it now, but I think I saw that it was 3. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. It's on New Japan Pro Wrestling World, the streaming service. I could be wrong, actually. Let me just take a quick look. When's it starting? It's because it's gonna be bugging me the whole show if I don't check. So New Japan Pro Wrestling World, not found. New. Sorry, folks. It's gonna be bugging me the whole New Japan Pro Wrestling World. There we go. So let's pull it up. But again, it's awesome that they made the finals. I predicted them to win the whole thing. Oh, I'm sorry. It's at the 4:30 a.m. That's not too bad. That's not too bad. But still, the 14th, 4:30 a.m. is when December 14th is when Chris Bay and Ace Austin will be taking on Leo Rush and Yo in what's going to be an absolutely fantastic final match. And again, the winner goes on to Wrestle Kingdom 17 to challenge Francesco Akira and TJP for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team titles. And to get to the finals, Chris Bay and Ace Austin did defeat the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Champions. The title wasn't on the line, of course, because it was a tournament match. But they did defeat TJP and Francesco Akira to get there. So if they do win, they have the advantage going into WrestleKingdom. I think they're going to win the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team titles. But we'll see. They have to get past Leo Rush and Yo first. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes down on the 14th. Okay, so watching Impact Wrestling, a lot of people were skeptical about the new Violent by Design group, now called The Design. I said, let's give them a chance. It's going to be fresh. It's going to be something new. And my goodness, I believe I was right. I really enjoyed The Design. I thought it was terrific. I thought it was fresh. It was new. I was really digging it, man. Diener, Angels, and Big Con. Big Con taking on Sami Callihan. And of course, Big Con went over on Sami Callihan. That was the right call. They needed a big win to start off right off the bat with this new group. And getting the victory over Sami Callihan was the right call to make. But I love them, man. I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the design. I let it be known on Twitter that I thought that faction is going to be fantastic, and Diener actually retweeted it, which was really cool. But I'm digging the design. I'm looking forward to seeing what they're going to bring to Impact Wrestling. I'm into this new group, man. Like I said, it's fresh, it's new, it's exciting. There are new members. I think Diener is going to be an absolutely tremendous leader of this new group. I would have loved to have seen Jake something in this group as well, but maybe down the line we'll see. When Joe Doring comes back, and he will come back because Joe Doring will be beating cancer again for the second time. I'm not sure if Joe Doring is going to come back as a member or if he's going to come back feuding with the design. So that's something that's we could look forward to down the road when Joe Doring beats cancer for the second time, because he's going to do it. But yeah, I really like the group. I think this group's going to be just tremendous. I'm considering them one of the top factions right now in Impact Wrestling. If not, I don't want to say the top faction, but one of the top factions right now in Impact Wrestling. So I'm all in with the design. I'm waiting for the design t-shirts to come out. They might be out already. I'll check when I'm done. I'm not going to check now like I did with the New Japan Pro Wrestling World, but I'll check when I'm done. But and I have a chance next week. I'm going to get to see Diener live for Chem Valley Wrestling in Sarnia. So I'm in Sarnia, Ontario. So I'm going to let him know how I feel face to face about the design. So I'm looking forward to seeing Diener and letting him know how I feel. But I'm digging the design. I think it's going to be a great group, and I think they're going to be very successful in Impact Wrestling. And Impact Wrestling breaking 100,000 viewers this week for December 8th, up from 74,000 viewers. So they were at 107,000 viewers. I think the 18 to 49, I think they were, I think there was a 0.02, but that's a good sign. I know they had the tag team title match that they advertised, Josh Alexander being back in the Impact Zone for the first time since being attacked by Bully Ray, him and his wife being attacked by Bully Ray. So that could have lifted the viewership a bit, but 107,000 viewers before the Impact is standing at 40,000 viewers right now. So it's a good, hopefully so it's trending upwards and it's getting more viewers, but viewers or not, Impact Wrestling is they're putting out some good stuff, man. So just enjoy the wrestling. That's all I have to say, man. Just enjoy the wrestling. But it is nice to see them bump up in the ratings, viewership from 74,000 to 107,000. So that's really cool. All right, so Jake Lee, I want to talk about Jake Lee. All Japan Pro Wrestling star Jake Lee, actually his contract is up on December 25th, and he has stated that he is not returning to All Japan Pro Wrestling. Jake Lee, a two-time All Japan Pro Wrestling Triple Crown champion, one of their biggest stars. It's going to be a big blow to All Japan Pro Wrestling. Actually, Jake Lee, Izanagi, and Tajiri all leaving All Japan Pro Wrestling by the end of December, indicating that their contracts are expiring and then they're not returning to the company. But the biggest blow is Jake Lee. Jake Lee is a fantastic talent, And I'm bringing him up because he's applying for a passport. He doesn't have a passport. He's Korean, but he doesn't have an address in Korea, so he doesn't have a Korean passport. From what I was reading, he was interviewed by Tokyo Sports. I did an article about it on PW Mania. So he was interviewed by Tokyo Sports, and he doesn't have a passport, but he wants to switch his citizenship from Korean to Japanese so he could apply, or he might have done it already. He's going to apply for a passport. And once he gets that Japanese passport, he said he wants to travel overseas and wrestle wrestle talent all over the world, not just the U.S., of course, but he wants to wrestle all over the world. But the U.S. is a place where he would like to go, and he's mentioned it many times in the past. And Jake Lee is a fantastic talent. Jake Lee is an absolutely fantastic talent. So if Jake Lee gets that passport, I think he's got it. You said he had an interview. As per the interview with Tokyo Sports, I think he has an interview this week to get a passport. And if he gets that passport, which he thinks he will, and he's able to travel overseas, Impact Wrestling should jump on Jake Lee and sign him. Sign Jake Lee. Jake Lee. Now, of course, Jake Lee probably has his eyes on like an AEW or something like that, or maybe NXT. He didn't indicate whether he wants to sign any contracts or not. But I think the best place for Jake Lee to showcase his skills would be Impact Wrestling. Even if it's not an exclusive contract, if Impact Wrestling brought him in, and Impact Wrestling is his United States home promotion, and they brought Jake Lee in, Jake Lee against Josh Alexander for the Impact Wrestling World title would be out of this world incredible. He did indicate, though, that he would like to work for New Japan Pro Wrestling, and he does have the endorsement of Hiroshi Tanahashi. So New Japan Pro Wrestling superstar Hiroshi Tanahashi would like to see him in New Japan Pro Wrestling. So if he does sign with New Japan Pro Wrestling, Impact Wrestling nonetheless should do what they could to try and get Jake Lee into Impact Wrestling. Because like I said, Jake Lee against Josh Alexander for the Impact Wrestling World title will be fantastic. Jake Lee against Moose, Jake Lee against Sami Callihan, Jake Lee against Ace Austin, Jake Lee against anybody. Jake Lee could have great matches with anybody. He had some absolute classic matches with Kento Miyahara over the All Japan Pro Wrestling Triple Crown Championship. They've wrestled each other numerous times. And Jake Lee, huge, huge star for New All Japan Pro Wrestling, and they're going to miss him. That's going to be a big blow to All Japan Pro Wrestling. But if Jake Lee wants to wrestle overseas, Impact Wrestling, their ears should be wide open, and they should have a contract printed up. I know I say that a lot, but they should have a contract printed up, and then bring Jake Lee in. Even if they can't sign him to a long-term deal, like if they could get him for a year, I think that would be fantastic. That would be just fantastic. He would thrive in Impact Wrestling. He would thrive in Impact Wrestling. And I just hope it's I hope it's something we see, man, because I would love to see Jake Lee grace an Impact Wrestling ring, or be in an Impact Wrestling ring staring across from Josh Alexander about to challenge him for the Impact Wrestling World title. That would be just wonderful. Wow. That would be amazing. That would be amazing. I'm just thinking about it. I'm getting goosebumps, man. I'm a big Jake Lee fan. I'm a big, big fan of Jake Lee. So hopefully we can see Jake Lee in Impact Wrestling at some point. Now, if you're watching the podcast, and I do thank you for watching the podcast, I'm going to talk about some spoilers now. From the TV tapings, I only have spoilers. I was only able to get spoilers for the December 9th Winter Warfare taping. I haven't found anything for December 10th. So I'm going to be talking about spoilers right now. So if you don't like spoilers, I understand. I'm giving you fair warning. Spoilers are coming up right now from the Winter Warfare December 9th TV taping. So again, if you don't like spoilers, it's okay. I would suggest that you turn the podcast off right now. So I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five. You all had fair warning. Okay. So December 9th, TV tapings. A lot of you might have already heard the spoilers, but a big return to Impact Wrestling. Jonathan Gresham made his return to Impact Wrestling. He hasn't signed a contract with them yet, from what I was reading, but he did return to Impact Wrestling. It was Eddie Edwards against Delirious. Eddie Edwards defeated Delirious. They went to shake hands. Eddie Edwards attacked Delirious. Jonathan Gresham came out and made the same. So it looks like at Hard to Kill, it's going to be Jonathan Gresham against Eddie Edwards. This is another guy that Impact Wrestling should do what they can to sign. Do what they can to sign Jonathan Gresham. Jordan Grace, his wife, works for Impact Wrestling. I'm sure he would love to work with his wife. And I'm sure his wife would like to work with him. And I think they should, you know, sign Jonathan Gresham, you know, long term. Just, I mean, he's floating around the indies right now. It's obvious he's not going back to Ring of Honor. He would have been a part of the Ring of Honor Final Battle show if he was going to be a part of Tony Khan's Ring of Honor, but it's obvious he's not. So this is when Impact Wrestling needs to strike and sign Jonathan Gresham to a long-term deal. Also, Kylan King was part of the tapings as well. She took on Taylor Wilde in a losing fashion. So Kylan King made a couple of AEW appearances as well. No indication if this is just a one-off, if they just want to take a look at her. She hasn't signed any contracts with Impact Wrestling as well, but it's another new face that we saw in Impact Wrestling. There was a huge title change as well. I don't know if anybody heard this, but there was a huge title. I'm sure a lot of people have that are listening or watching. But there's a huge title change. Heath and Rhino dropped the Impact Wrestling World Tag Team titles to the Motor City Machine Guns at the tapings. Alex Shelley, Chris Sabin, now the Impact Wrestling World Tag Team title, World Tag Team Champions. It's their third title reign. They're also the New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong Openweight Tag Team Champions. So they got a lot of gold right now around their waists. But they defeated Heath and Rhino. I think Matt Cardona and Brian Myers were scheduled to win, but I think Matt Cardona going back might be going back to the WWE. So I don't know if Impact Wrestling wanted to take that chance of putting the titles on Brian Myers and Matt Cardona, and then Cardona, who's not on the contract with Impact Wrestling, signs a deal with the WWE, and then, you know, then they have to do a whole new thing with the title. So I think it was a smart move, you know, put it on the Motor City Machine Guns. When Chris Bay, Ace Austin comes back, I can see them challenging the Motor City Machine Guns, especially if they win. If they won the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team titles and they came back and they did title versus title, that would be just wonderful, man. That would be just wonderful. Dare to dream, man. Dare to dream. Yeah, so I think they're going to come back. Win or lose at Wrestle Kingdom, I think they are going to Wrestle Kingdom. But when they do come back to Impact Wrestling, I think they'll be first in line to feud with the Motor City Machine Guns over those titles. We might see Brian Myers and Matt Cardona challenge in a unsuccessful fashion, or unsuccessfully, I should say. I think Cardona might be going back to the WWE, so it could just be they won't be successful in defeating the Motor City Machine Guns. And Aussie Open, that's another team that they're actually in the World Tag League Finals as well against Hiroki Goto and Yoshihashi, which that's going to be an absolutely fantastic match as well. I don't think Aussie Open is going to win that one, but Aussie Open, they've made a number of appearances in Impact Wrestling, and I can see them coming back and feuding with the Motor City Machine Guns over the Impact Wrestling Tag Team World Tag Team titles and the New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong Openweight Tag Team titles as well. And there's a new faction formed at the December 9th tapings. It was Bully Ray. I forgot, it was either Bully Ray against John Skyler. And Bully Ray beat down John Skyler. The Tommy Dreamer came out, and Bully Ray and Tommy Dreamer got into it verbally. Then I think what I don't have the notes. Oh, I better pull it up here. I do have the notes here. Let me pull the notes up here. Okay, so he beat down John Skyler. Let me pull up. It says, John Skyler was destroyed by Bully Ray. Tommy Dreamer saved Skyler from further damage. Dreamer and Bully have a spirited verbal back and forth. So they went at it verbally back and forth. And then they had a John Skyler and Jason Hotch came out to face Johnny Swinger and Ziggy Dice. Bully Ray comes out. He chases off Dice and Swinger. Tommy Dreamer comes out to save Hotch and Skyler because Bully Ray was going after John Skyler and Jason Hotch. But when Tommy Dreamer came out, Jason Hotch and John Skyler aligned themselves with Bully Ray, and they beat down Tommy Dreamer, and Dreamer had to be helped to the back because he took a beating. He was they beat him with a ladder and a chair. So they beat the hell out of Tommy Dreamer. So Bully Ray, John Skyler, and Jason Hotch are a new faction. That's a terrific, terrific team there. That's another interesting team. So now you have the design, Diener, Angels, and Khan, Bikan, fresh new faction. Then you got Bully Ray, John Skyler, who just signed a multi-year deal with Impact Wrestling, and Jason Hotch, who is the one to watch in 2023 for Impact Wrestling, forming a new, fresh faction. So lots of interesting things going on in Impact Wrestling. Lots of interesting things. Lots of interesting things going on right now. And, you know, it's I think it was going through a little bit of a lull, right? A little bit, but I think things are really starting to get really interesting, really fresh again. And especially with the two factions, Chris Bay, Ace Austin, just killing it in Japan right now. Viewership is up. Lots of great things. Jonathan Gresham is back. Hopefully they sign him to a long-term deal. Kylan King as well. So lots of great things going on right now in Impact Wrestling. And that's it. That's it for me. All right. So this has been Impact Wrestling Quick Shot for December 11th, 2022. And until next time, thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye. Stay safe, everyone. So long. Bye-bye.